following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Hello, hola, ¿cómo está? Guten Tag. Greetings, salutations from Radioland. Hey, how's it going? Thank you for dialing it in, for downloading it, for tuning it up, for popping me in your ear. Hey, how's it going? I was sitting here just before I started recording, and I was wondering, what the hell am I going to get into? Some days are like that, you know. Sometimes I'll be, you know, thinking of something, I might jot it down as a simple topic to kind of get things going, because you never know with this thing. If you've been listening to this thing for a long enough time, you know fairly certainly that, there's nothing scripted about any of this, and that's the way I choose to do it. It was a little trick that I picked up from Josh Robert Thompson, a former guest of this program, and you know, it just feels a lot more freer for me to just, you know, consciously ramble out of stream of consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's goofy, it's fun. I enjoy it like this, and from what I'm hearing, a lot of you do too, and I appreciate that. That's good to hear, because you wonder sometimes whether or not you make the impact. I've talked about this before. In a show like this, does anybody really care? Does anybody really give a shit? Am I just sitting here wasting my time? Am I wasting your time, more importantly? Could be. You know, those of you who just answered out loud, if you're talking back to the podcast, you know, yes, you are wasting my time, then turn it off. You know, you're not going to hurt my feelings any, that's for sure. But, you know, you wonder when you do stuff like this. In this day and age, we've been fighting in such a strange new world, the golden age of the internet, if you will. Talked about that, too. That, you know, so much of what we have, so much of what we do is so related to the web. We're all connected, and our entertainment is coming through this thing at an alarming rate. And television is making the big move, if for the most part, they kind of have. As is radio and shows like this, podcasting, which apparently is like the new big thing. And if that is, you know, so be it. Thank you. I like that, you know, because, you know, there have been times I've sat back and I've looked at this show. I've looked at some of the things that I do at Radio Memphis, and I thought, is it really worth it? Is it worth doing? Is it worth the sacrifices? Is it worth the struggle? And it's not just, you know, with internet radio. It could be any business. It could be this whole thing may apply to you, no matter what it is that you do. If you've started your own business and you're trying to step away from the shadows of the man, which is a tough prospect, you're fighting that corporate greed. You're trying to get away from that, trying to do what you feel is right. That's the important thing. You know, it's having the right kind of motivation to jump into something like this. Anything that you do, whether you have decided to throw all of your money at launching a new business, perhaps in the restaurant industry or a bar or a lawn care business, a construction company, a plumbing business, it could be anything. And you find that there is just so much that goes into it, and you realize as things begin to pick up and things that are starting to turn around for a little bit, your expectations go from way up here to like, okay, I'll accept this. but you know, there's that whole process going on just before all that happens where you're sitting there and you're going, you know, I don't know that I can do this anymore. I don't know that I can keep this up. I don't know that I have what it takes to see this through. And all of a sudden, you find that you do. Certain things pop into your head, certain ideas, certain things that make it work. And the next thing you know, you've made it. It's still hard work, but it's enjoyable. It's rewarding. You don't have to answer to anybody but your spouse, because they're the ones that have all the questions, all the tough questions. That's the beauty of it, you know? The people that are closest to you are the ones that are going to ask you the most difficult questions. You know, that's a good thing, really. That's not a bad thing at all. Everybody needs that. It's the keel. It's the center line. It's what keeps you balanced. It's where it's all at. And I had seen with some, you know, some interest of people that can't hang on to their dreams like that, and they have to give them away. I was talking to my friend on the phone just last night, and you know, she and I were having a discussion about that very thing, about how it's tough, you know. I'll be honest with you. There have been times when I've looked at all of this and said, you know, I've had it. I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that I'm even making an impact. I don't know that people out there really care. You know, is it a dark moment for me? Sure. Sure it is. And for those that have been, you know, and it's funny because when I go through that in my head, invariably within about, I don't know, within a day or a half day, I find something will say something to me. Someone will say something to me. There'll be a post somewhere that's been put to me that makes sense, and it renews that strength. It throws that extra little log onto the fire to make it worthwhile, and that's important. It really is. You know, I think we as people don't have that support as often as we would like to. You know. Certainly, that is the case, and then, you know, and that can go to extremes too. I mean, let's keep this in mind. There are people who have not only given up on their dreams like that, but they've given up on everything. And when that happens, that's horribly sad. It's sad enough that you give up your dream. I mean, reality does have a way of leveling the playing field, usually not to your advantage. It's difficult. You know, Kate, who's on the morning show with me, she likes to tell the story about when she was out in Los Angeles and about how incredibly supportive people are out there. And it's the Los Angeles way of life. They don't even, but here's the thing, they throw reality out. You know, somebody's sitting on the beach, and the way she tells it is, you know, a guy comes up with an idea that he's going to go and quit everything that he's doing and go raise bees. And everybody's like, yeah, man, you should go seek your dream and go be a beekeeper, an apiary. Run an apiist. I think it's how it works. And Kate's sitting there going, dude, you got to be realistic. You know, don't quit your day job. It's one thing to follow your dreams. It's another to follow them off the cliff, I suppose, is what I, you know. And although this sounds sort of morose, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere in a lot of cases, but I'm not walking away from this right now. I can't. There's too much at stake for me. There's too much of this that has to be done. There is so much work that I need to do in this before I can decide whether or not it is worth continuing. And that's a good thing for you who are fans of all of this. For me, it's more struggle. It's good. It's good struggle. It's good work. You know, I'm constantly putting down ideas and looking at things a little bit differently. You have to. You have to find that way, because if one way doesn't work, you back up and you go to a different route. I've gone through probably, I don't know, 90 different ideas, you know, that didn't work. It's not that I was a failure by any means. I just know that there's 90 ways that it won't work. You know, to quote Edison, you know, inventing the light bulb, you know, he went through 1,000 different filaments before he found the one that worked. And they said, what do you think about being a failure 1,000 times? He goes, no, I just found 1,000 things that wouldn't work. And he was right. And then it goes so much deeper than that. I just read a very sad story about a woman who is a producer for various television shows in Hollywood and in Chicago. A lady who was a caregiver to her sister, who was deaf and partially blind, and they had apparently agreed to end their lives together, a suicide pact together, and the disabled sister went on with it and did die, and the other sister, the caregiver, backed out at the last second, and it's a horrible scenario, and I don't want to, you know, go any further in this, because it's what people have decided to do with their lives is their business. It is sad to think that there are those who feel that the entire world has been so against them, and that it's just so hard to cope with and so impossible to deal with at times, that the only solution is the final solution and to walk away from it all and to just lay down and go to sleep permanently. And that's sad. I don't think anybody, you know, should have to go through that. I don't think that that's a necessary way. There is always a way out. And I understand shows like what we have here with, you know, from Radioland affects a lot of people. If you are one of those folks who feel that way, if you feel, you know, down and, you know, find a way out, go somewhere, talk to somebody, you know, make it stop. And that can happen. There's a million ways to make that happen. And, you know, whatever your situation may be, there is that point where you need to sit for a second and say to anybody, hey, help me. I need a moment. So, you know, by all means, there's tons of help out there. There's a million ways and don't be ashamed of asking for help. I mean, there was a time in my life when I went through therapy. Sometimes I feel like I need to, but I don't know. With this show, with this podcast, I feel like I'm in therapy right now. What was it? The show, The Sopranos, of which I absolutely adore, and it was just a tremendous show. And it's when Tony was in he was in Dr. Melfi's office, his psychiatrist, and. You know, he's seeking some therapy for his panic attacks. And, you know, here's a mobster seeking therapy, which to me is, I absolutely love that. It's a great, great turn of events. And he has this moment where he, I don't know, sort of a breakthrough moment in his therapy session. He's broken down. He's weeping. He feels this great relief has been laid out on him, and he feels a lot better. And she says, "See, we call that breaking through." And he says, "Yeah, I feel more like it was taking a dump." Sometimes you have to do that. You know, that's the beauty of it. You got to get it out of you. You know, Buddhist teachings will say sometimes that if you've been in a bad scenario, if you've been in a bad situation, perhaps a bad relationship, or if you've been someplace or been around people who have been, you know, so negative and all that stuff is on you, take a shower. Go take a bath. And as you're in there under the water, scrubbing away as you would normally do, hopefully using soap, imagine yourself washing away the dirt of that. So you metaphorically are washing away the detritus of the things that have clung to you over the course of your time spent in that relationship or that situation. And you do feel better. You know, and it does work. I know because I've done this. You know that feeling you get when you, like if you've been sick for a few days and you've been laid up in the bed and you're wanting to feel better and you're starting to a little bit and you feel, you know what, I think I need to take a bath, or I think I need to grab a shower. And you do just say, you just wash that stuff off of you. Just wash that nastiness off of you. And you feel so much better. Is it a psychological thing? Yeah, absolutely it is. That's sort of the point, you know. All of us as people, we've been having to cope with so much. Things are not easy. You know, my family they look upon what I have done at Radio Memphis as being sort of a, you know, like, you know, what are you doing? Go get a job. Go get a real job. Go work for a company and get a steady paycheck. And the fact of the matter is that's not for me. I've done it. 30 years of it, I've done it. I can't imagine doing that anymore because my business philosophy doesn't line up with the way a lot of companies operate. I sit here and I pontificate about that stuff, and I bitch and whine and moan about some of these companies that do what they do, and you wonder, why is it that they are doing this to their people? And to their people, I'm not just talking about their employees, but their customers too, their clients. You know, come on. Greed has become such a horrible thing that it really makes you question yourself. If you're not a greedy person, of which I'm not, I don't want to be greedy. That's a short end of the long stick, man. It makes no sense to me that you could live like that. And then all of a sudden, due to greed, you know, people like yourself, me included, you wind up out on the street or on the beach, as they say, without a ways of physically supporting yourself and because they needed to save some more money. They needed to pay out a bonus. The higher ups needed a new car, whatever the hell the case may be. And you look at that and you think, man, I'm not wanted. I don't have anything to, you know, I'm just, what is the deal? I think I'll just quit. And that's what happens. I think, you know, that drives people to their end when they have been in that situation. And it certainly does happen. I mean, time and time again, you hear these terribly sad stories about these guys that have lost their jobs for whatever reason and they can't find anything else. And because they get, you know, so sad and they can't cope with it anymore. And by virtue of that, it's time to just lay it down. And that's horrible. It really is. I'm not suggesting that they all go start their own businesses, because this isn't for everybody. But there is always a way out. There's always a safe way out. There's always a way to preserve what you have. You may have to change some, but you know, that's just the way it goes. So it's not about being a quitter. It's a matter of readjusting what you're doing and moving along. And Lord knows we've done that here. Good God, we have made so many different changes in the things that we've done. You know, people that have used to be here, if they set foot in here now, they wouldn't recognize the thing because of all the things that happened. And that's just, you know, that's just the way it goes. So really, you know, if you're in that mode, take a moment, take a breath, think about it for a second. And if you're really hurting, you know, call someone. My intention was certainly not to sit here and bum all of you folks out, because, and I hope I haven't. It's just, you know, part of my therapy is sitting here in front of an open microphone and telling you about some of these things. It's important. I think we all live in a world where we struggle, we fight, we work so hard at some of the things that we want to see happen. And there's nothing worse, in my opinion, there really is nothing worse than to give up on your own dreams. If you have something in your head that you really want to do, do it. You know, especially if it's something positive, if it's something that's good, something that other folks will really appreciate, that you really believe people will appreciate. And that it makes sense, that it's not, you know, it's not a get rich quick scheme. You know, take money out of the equation. Look at it as something I really want to do. If you're sitting in your cubicle working a dead end job and you decide, you know what, I think I'll go be a forest ranger. I'd love to be a guy that runs a charter sailing thing down in the Caribbean. Do it. Give it a shot. Look into it at the very least. See what's plausible about it. That's the beautiful thing. When we were all growing up, I grew up in a generation where my parents said to me, "You can do anything that you want, except show business." they were really pretty funny about that. But you know, I you can do anything that you want. Who's stopping you? I mean, I wanted to be an astronaut, but I was too tall. All right, so I wasn't going to stay in school and be, you know, and be that guy. you find what you want to do and you do it. And look at it. I mean, it's stopping you. Well, they go, "Well, it costs money." Hey, life costs money. You know? I got mouths to feed. Yeah, feed them. Feed those mouths. Tighten up the belt. Make some changes. Sacrifice. And then run out and go do it. And if that's the thing, then, you know, that's you never know. You might step into something that really makes you happy. Having, I guess, a health that's good for you. If it's good for your mental health, then money's not the issue. Because money comes. It comes and goes. You always find a way. Isn't it funny how that is? We're all there and go, "Oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to make the bills this month. Oh, it's been tough." Guess what happens? We do. We find it. It's there. We come up. Sometimes we have to float things about and stretch things out a little bit. But you do. It always happens. You don't have to be beating yourself up over this thing. Because the last thing that you ever want, and it's like this is me speaking, the last thing that I've ever wanted was to be that guy sitting down somewhere with a couple of friends, you know, over a couple of beers or something, and sit there and go, "Man, I wish I'd have done this. I wish I'd have done that. I had this idea once, and I just never acted on it. Perhaps I should have." Ooh, God, that must be like, that's got to be a type of hell that you live toward the end of your life, that you really think that you had something there, and then all of a sudden you just didn't do it. You didn't act on it. You didn't make it work. You know, there's all this talk of what it must be like to be in hell. And there's that whole thing about fire and brimstone and things like that. And it's like, I don't think that's what hell is. I really don't. I don't think it's the frozen wasteland that Dante portrayed in his works. And I believe, to be honest with you, I think that hell is nothing. Zero. I mean, what worse could it possibly be when you close your eyes and that's it? That's nothing. Zero. There's nothing there. It's just blackness. That darkness. That's hell. It's also, hell is the realization of dreams that have been unfulfilled. And that's, I don't know about you, but that's a horrible way to think about it, you know, to go through life going, you know, God, I wish I'd have done this. You know, that's true regret. And if you've got that, if you're saddled with that regret, look at it this way. There's still time for you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you do. There's always time. There's always that moment where, you know, God, I wish I could have been this, or I wish I could have done that. Stop what you're doing and go and do it. Life's too short. You get one pass at this, and this is it. You know? Am I being a cheerleader for you? Maybe I am. Am I being a cheerleader for me? Abso-fucking-lutely. You know, am I down on myself? I am a lot. We all are. We're all down on ourselves. There's a lot to be down about. I mean, good God, look around us. You know, the mess that is life and the way we have to live in this society with this. I mean, there's the haves and the have-nots, and there's this whole this talk about, oh, there's going to be a new American Revolution, man, and it's going to be that, you know, just like the French Revolution, we're all going to go after the rich people and we're going to cut their heads off. And it's like, shut up. It's not. You're not going to do that. No, take it back. You know, you're bitching about the top 1% of the 1%, you know, the Walton family. You know, that's what you're complaining about. You're complaining about these rich people that have everything and they want to treat people like shit because they've got to have everything. You know what? You're giving it to them. Stop it. That's just it. You know, if you're sitting in a job someplace and you're bitching about the company that you're working for that you really think that they're not a very ethical company. They don't maintain proper scruples like you do. Guess what? You're contributing. You're part of the problem. Step away from it. Go somewhere go find people that think like you do. That's a big help. That means a lot. Because then all of a sudden, that's your family. Yeah. Think about that. Outside of your own family, you have an extended family, and it's usually people who think like you do. That's what I've done. Surrounded myself with people who think like I do. And that makes it doubly dangerous. Because if there's more than one person that thinks like I do, then by God, we're all fucked. I don't know, man. It's like I said, life is too short to worry about shit like this. We should take a moment. We should do like what they do down in the Florida Keys. Every day at sunset, everybody stops. They just stop and they look to the west and they watch the sunset every day, because every one of them is just as beautiful as the one before it, maybe more so. You never know what you're going to see if you just stop and look. It's the same thing with what, you know, Warren Zevon said right before he died, that his advice to everybody was enjoy every sandwich. It's so true. Take a moment and enjoy every sandwich. Take a moment and drive around with the windows down and listen and smell. Turn the crap off. Exist in your own space for a bit. Do what you have to do and then do what you need to do. And find your balance. Find where you're supposed to be. That's where it's at, you know? Yeah, I highly recommend that you learn the process of meditation. It really is. It is. It's a life changing thing. It really is, and it's wonderful. And I laugh because there are religious groups out there, especially down here in the South, that go, "Oh man, you can't be practicing the yoga. That's against God's will." Really. Let's be realistic here, man. There are 5,000 years of meditative practice that our society, that our civilization has under its belt somewhere. And it, by taking a couple of moments to seeing what it really is about, you'll find that it does things. It slows your shit down. It's good for you. A lot of the Buddhist practitioners will tell you that, you know, praying is where you talk to God. meditation is where God talks to you. And it could be God, it could be your inner voice, it could be anything. And that's what I've learned to do here of late is I'm listening to my inner voice, and my inner voice will tell me sometimes, they'll say, hey, and you think, you know, you hear this, maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should go get a quart of ice cream. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, sometimes it's okay to act on that, but there again, you have to be somewhat reasonable. But if it pops into your head that, hey, you need to call so-and-so, then call them. You don't know why. Just be, if you feel active, if you feel motivated to do so, then do it. So if you spend some more time listening to your inner voice, maybe something will come out there. Because your instinct knows, your conscience knows. It knows what's going on. And you're not going to be able to hear it with all the other noise that's going on. So stop. Listen for a minute. And there it is. It's funny how that works out. And it's funny, too, that never since I started doing that very thing, listening to my what's going on in my head, if I feel compelled or moved to do something, then I do it. And it, you know, it hasn't hurt me. That's for sure. Because here of late, every time I've listened to what was going on, something's happened. You don't know it. But, you know, around my world, yeah. It's a good thing. So, you know, don't let the negative stuff pull you down. It's hard to do. I know. Because negativity is one of those things that's everywhere, and there's so many people that suffer from it to the point that it feeds off of everything. The old adage about misery loving company is very true. I mean, have you ever been around those toxic people that are just pissy and just negative, and everything is wrong and everything is horrible, and we're all going to hell because we all suck, and the world's just, you know, it's just so depressing, it's just so sad. And these people that feel like this all the time are not really truly happy until everybody else around them is just as miserable. And it's like, wow, you know, my ex-wife was like that. And I even called her on it. I said, you know, you're not really truly happy until you made me miserable. Long story, I wound up leaving, but and for good reason. But here's the thing. You know, if misery loves company, imagine how wonderful and happy it must be when everybody is pleased and everybody is cutting up and having fun. You go to a party and you really have a good time. And you see how infectious that is, because happiness likes company too. There's nothing more sad than telling a joke that nobody will ever hear. Or being around somebody. You know, if a wasted smile that occurs, maybe it's not always wasted. You know, sometimes there are things that we do that make us smile internally. And then there are some times that we are smiling because of what we've done. And sometimes it's the other way around. So, you know, it's tough to find that just that little moment of happiness can go a long way. And I guess the whole point of all of this is there's no reason to even think about backing out. Don't be a quitter. Find what you're doing. Find what you want to do. And go out and do it. You wanted to pursue a career in radio? Well, I have some things to say about it. But don't let me stop you. Don't let anybody stop you. Go do what you have to do. Put a smile on your face and make everybody else around you happy. That's the important thing right there. And I think if we all took a moment and tried to do that, let's, you know, take 10 minutes out of your day. 10 minutes. You can do it on the way to work if you have a job. Or if you're in a grocery store, wherever the hell you are, take a moment and make somebody else happy for just a moment. If everybody did that once, I think society would be a lot more pleasant to be in.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radio Land.
I got to thinking about that and about my rhythm, and I thought I would share that with you. I mean, everybody has their rhythms. It sounds sort of kinky, but hey,
that's how we roll.
You know, I get everything together, and I got my coat on, or if it's cold, or, you know, I'm dressed, I've got my shoes, and I've got my stuff, I got my bag, I got my phone, my keys, I go through the inventory, where's my wallet, where's my pocket knife, do I have enough cash on me to get through the day, what's the deal? And I get going out the door, and then as I go down the driveway, there's the newspaper. And it's odd because, you know, we're, especially me, I'm so connected to the goings-on around the world through digital media that the paper just sort of seems pointless. Since we've got a bunch of new stuff together, we'll call it news.
Rick Cheddar from Radio Land is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
Well, this whole thing turned into a very strange little sermon. I didn't mean to be preachy, and I hope I didn't come across that way. I just, you know, sometimes observations that come to me, I feel that I need to sort of lay them out. I don't know. I felt sort of moved to mention it. Like I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this thing, I don't work with a script. I try and do other things, and I try and interject a little bit of humor to it. If I made you giggle some, that's great. That's awesome, and I appreciate that. And I also appreciate each and every one of you who are subscribers to this podcast. If you're new to the show, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us at other places for Androids as well, like Stitcher. Let's see here. What else? Player.fm. Blueberry also has us there, too. We're just in a ton of places. Just search Rick Cheddar from Radioland, and you can find us at where I work. At Radio Memphis. Radio-Memphis.com is where we're at. Find us there, and you can download past episodes and listen to the whole thing. Just have you a large time. It's all right there. So you heard what's coming up next time. Thank you so very much once again for being a part of it. Got some other stuff that's coming up soon, so stay tuned for all of this, and we'll see you next time, all right? Y'all take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and we'll see you then. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radio Land.
Proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.